Yeah, there's been sort of growing speculation and rumours around through Christmas and the New Year in relation to the continued existence of Oatfield Sweet Factory. And I've been talking to some of the workers and asking them what's been happening, and they're fearful that a lot of the machinery that they use to make the confectionaries has been taken out of the factory, and indeed some of the ingredients that goes into making the sweets also. And they're obviously worried and concerned, and they've been trying to find out information from the owners, but to date they've heard nothing. So through my own office and Deputy Paddy McLaughlin's office, we've tried to find out from the owners or the creamery as well, who leased the building, what is happening, and could they give us any information and maybe give us some clarification or dispel the rumours that have been going about since Christmas time, you know. But to date, we've had no success in achieving that.
And would you call on the owner said candy to clarify their position as soon as possible?
Yeah, I think it's only fair, Barry, that the owners do this. The workers at Oatfield have given them long service, not only to the current owners but previous owners. And I mean, the loss of Oatfield Sweets to Letterkenny would be a big blow, but more importantly, it'll be a blow to the remaining workers and their families. And I think it's only fair that the owners now come clean and spell out exactly to the workers where their future lies.